First of all, the protests in Kenya have already morphed. They are no longer protests because our protests have covered very well in the Constitution, Article 37, that our protests and demonstrations and pickets should actually be unarmed and peaceful. What we have seen today was not armed, was not peaceful, and most of them was unarmed. We saw riots and we saw hooliganism. That is what it was today.
The protests are being sponsored by opposition leader Raila Odinga. He has described the protest as peaceful. What do you make of that, first of all, and what does he want?
Well, the protesters were anything but peaceful. You saw, if you've been following on the media, you saw a new road, the Nairobi Expressway, which has been heavily damaged. You saw supermarkets that have been vandalized. You saw vehicles that were damaged. We have lost 9 lives today. That is not a peaceful demonstration where people lose lives. So, yes, they have actually been sponsored by Honorable Raila Odinga, and to an extent, people are also mentioning Uhuru Kenyatta is one of the people who are contributing, or they are supporting these demonstrations. But as you can see, like I've told you, they have morphed into demonstrations which are unarmed and peaceful into hooliganism and riots. That's what Kenyans are concerned about.
How is the Ruto government dealing with these protests? I was reading an article by the Interior Cabinet Secretary, Kindiki. He was quoted as saying that the planners and executors of crimes would face the law. How is the government dealing with the protests?
Actually, that's a very good question. Any time you move from the Article 37 of our Constitution, which clearly stipulates what demonstrations should be, if it goes above that and lives are lost and property are damaged and the shops and supermarkets are vandalized, you institute what the government is doing. They are actually looking around the possibility of bringing the people who are seen vandalizing and people who are caught by the police engaging in acts of violence and hooliganism, they'll be brought to book. That is exactly what the Cabinet Secretary for Interior was discussing. And so we expect there to be a lot of roughing up of the people who are doing all these damages, and we expect them to be hauled to court anytime from now.
Of course, Odinga said Wednesday that he was canceling one of the protests because, according to him, he received intelligence that the ruling Kenya Kwanza was planning to send goons to attack what he called peaceful protests. So who is right?
James, that is the price of our instrument. It's become a he said, she said. But the person who is hurting is the person who is unable to open their business. And when they open that business, the business is vandalized and looted. We have school children who have not gone to school. We have so many people who are supposed to be productive and haven't gone to work. They have not done so. We have 9 lives, like I told you. On August 7th, we lost 6 lives. Today, we've lost 9 lives. That is one too many. And so, yes, I read that Honorable Raila got intelligence that the police were going to interfere, or there are people who are going to interfere with what they call the peace or the demonstration or the peace process that they were talking about. But let's face it, James, we have not had anything peaceful in terms of these demonstrations. So I don't see, and neither have I heard anybody saying that there were going to be anything that was to be peaceful. So, and I think what may have happened, there were talks that any person who was going to come to the CBD again would be arrested. I think that probably would be the intelligence that Honorable Raila was going by. But from where I'm seated, I think this whole thing has now morphed into a he said, she said, and the person who is hurting in the middle is a common Kenyan who is unable to become productive.